2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh yes. Good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, whichever salutation pertains to you and your physical location on this giant spinning ball of dirt we call the planet Earth. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs right now on a non-radio. I am, as usual, outside walking around, and I thought today we might come to Herrenhaven, because there's nobody else here. And that's a good thing. I'm about to walk into the forest. It's a little bit windy today. And it is kind of cool, but kind of warm. It's very humid. I think it rained overnight. My neighborhood was dry, but once I sort of came into the valley here, where Herrenhaven is, then I started to notice that there's some damp streets still and other signs of rain. It's partly cloudy. It looks like it might want to rain again, but it's hard to tell. The path is dry. These leaves are kind of damp, though. So anyway, I didn't realize it was this windy. Now that we're in the forest, it shouldn't quite affect us as much, but here we are. I should also mention that we're extremely low on battery. And we could potentially go bingo battery at any time, so be prepared for that. Oh, I'm having kind of a strange day so far. My sinuses are going crazy for whatever reason. And so that's annoying. But you know, what are you going to do? You can't really do anything other than carry a bunch of Kleenexes around with you and just deal with it. So here we are, walking along the path at Herrenhaven. The sun is currently hiding, so I'm glad. But if the sun comes out, it's going to be fairly intolerable. I'm out fairly, well, I was going to say fairly early, but no, I'm not. It's shortly before noon local time. Ugh. But I only got up about a half an hour ago, so I'm just barely creaking through this. Oh. Plus my sinuses. Alright, so here I am at the crossroads. I'm looking around. I'm looking out the cut. I don't see anything. Let's go out to the boardwalk and see if anything's happening out there today. Oy. My foot is weird. My ankle is weird. My hip is weird. It's amazing I'm walking at all. Well, not really. Ugh, I just need to get loosened up. Get limbered up. Oy, oy, oy. Here I am standing in front of the sub pond. I don't see any dudes. I don't see any dude type dudes, although I do see a couple frogs here and there. But that is to be expected. Alright, so out to the boardwalk we go. Oh. And I saw an interesting television show last night. Yeah, after I watched all my Godzilla movies and watched all my football and football games, I then saw something else which I will tell you all about here in just a minute. Because I'm now onto the boardwalk. Oh, it's windy out here. I apologize for the wind noise ahead of time. And as I look around, what do I see? Frogs, a couple big ones, nothing else. No ducks, no herons, no geese, no turtles on logs, no scratties, no motties, no snoodlers. Oh, that reminds me of something else. And the sun is starting to peek out, so we're going to turn right around and go back into the protection of the forest to protect us from direct sun and lots of wind. But speaking of dudes, dudes and snoods, guess who came and visited me last night? So there I was at about 8:25 p.m. local time, sitting in front of my computer in my office slash studio. And as you may remember, my computer sits on a table, and near this table is a window, and this window in my office overlooks the backyard, especially the stairs that go up to my deck. And so there at about 8:25, 8:26, I'm sitting there doing whatever, typing away, doing my emails or whatever, and I heard a suspicious sound coming from outside. And it sounded like somebody was climbing up the railing. All these sort of climbing sounds. And I thought, oh, I bet I know what that climbing sound is. So I didn't even bother to look out the window. I'm walking through the cut right now. I'm looking over the Mulhall's property. There's no dudes out here, so we're just going to head back into the forest. So I heard all these climbing sounds, and I thought, I know what that sound is. Oh, because these are slow climbing sounds. Fast climbing sounds tend to be squirrels. But if you hear something slowly climbing around on your stuff, you know that it is snoodlers. So I didn't even bother to look out the window. I just left the studio slash office and went upstairs into my kitchen, where I have windows that overlook my deck. And sure enough, I get up to my kitchen. Oh, and I took my cup with me so I could pour myself some more cola-flavored soda beverage. And who's sitting there? Who's sitting there on the rail looking in my kitchen windows? That's right. It was a big chubby snoodler. A big raccoon. And he was very fluffy and very chubby because he's getting ready for winter. And I sat there and I watched him for a little while. He was really cool. So I'm glad the snoodlers are coming back to my house. It's that time of year again. So, you know, maybe we'll do some shows looking at snoodlers at night when they show up on my deck. That'll be fun. And I'm hoping to get some good pictures too. Okay, so here I am walking into the wall blind. We're gonna see what's going on in the back of the billabong today. Alright, who's out there? Okay, there's some lumps, but they're not. Oh, they're ducks. Yeah, I see two ducks in the duckweed doing ducky things. Just hanging out. Being ducks. Nothing else, though. I don't see any scratties. I do not see any scratties or any herons or any other dudes, so we're turning around. And we're going to keep walking while I tell you about this television show that I watched. As you know, I'm not a guy who's into television shows. I'm looking into Frog Harbor. There's frogs on sticks. What do you know? What a surprise. I don't really like TV shows. I like TV because I like to watch my sports and I like to watch movies. But I tend not to watch shows. Like, you know, sitcoms or cop dramas or anything like that. It's just, they just seem so fake and so dumb that I just can't watch them. But last night, I don't remember what time it was. It was shortly after this raccoon business. Wait, something moved in the forest over there. What was that? Who's out there? Yeah, so anyway, I'm looking for dudes and I don't see any. After I was done watching the Snoodler on my back porch, it was around 9 o'clock or shortly before. And so I sat down in front of my TV. I heard something else. Is this just walnuts falling out of a tree? Yeah, maybe. So I sat down in front of the TV at 9 o'clock. And I was thinking, oh, Doctor Who doesn't come on for a while. Maybe I can catch some football highlights or whatever. So I turned over to the directory channel, whatever you call it. And I started going through the schedule of all the shows. And I always check Cartoon Network because I do like to watch cartoons. But there wasn't anything on that I wanted to see. And up there next to the Cartoon Network is the Sci-Fi Channel. And the irony here is that I love science fiction. I'm a huge science fiction fan. But I hate the Science Fiction Network because mostly they just play horror movies. Or they play the common, cheesy, lowest common denominator. Stupid science fiction that I don't like. You know, like Star Trek. It's like, that's not for me. Alright, so here I am overlooking the turtle reproduction pond. Four ducks on a log, a couple other ducks swimming around. Let's go see what's in the big blind. So I'm sitting there looking at the schedule, and coming up at shortly after 9 o'clock on the Science Fiction Channel was a show called Con Man. And there was going to be a whole bunch of episodes on back to back. Oh, it's getting windy. So I said to myself, a show called Con Man? I obviously have to watch that. Because I had no idea such a thing existed. And when I was a very young child, about 5 years old, people ask me, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I would say, I want to be a con man. Because I'd been watching, like, way too many movies, like The Sting. All right, so here I am in the big blind. There's about half a dozen ducks sitting on the new log. There's about two dozen ducks over there in the delta. And is there something else out there? What is out there? Is that Mr. Bluey? Yes, it is. Big Bluey. He's well camouflaged and hiding, though. He's standing on a log, but his leg looked like sticks, like on the log, and his body is just so perfectly camouflaged behind those sticks, he's sort of hard to see. So we've got one blue heron and a bunch of ducks doing nothing, because there's nothing going on out here. No action. I'm looking around in the trees for green herons and or other dudes. And I don't see much of anything going on. The humidity's kind of getting to me. I think I'm going to turn around and sort of start walking out of here. And there's a bunch of fake flowers sitting around in here. Okay, so back on the path. Let's get out of here. Why does my stomach seem weird now? Maybe I should not have drank that cola flavored soda beverage. For breakfast. It's bothering my guts. Okay, so anyway. So I'm dying to know what this show Con Man is all about. You know, I'm thinking, oh, this will be fun. Maybe it's about a guy who goes around conning people. That'll be a good show. That'll be a fun show for me to watch. Blah, blah, blah. And it was just coming on in a couple minutes. So I turned the TV to it. And I started watching this show. And to my surprise, guess who the star of this show is? It's a guy who I didn't know his name until last night at 9:01 when I saw the credits to the show. The star of the show and the writer and director of the show is none other than Alan Tudyk. If you're like me and you don't recognize the name Alan Tudyk, he was one of the guys in the Firefly / Serendipity Joss Whedon franchise that went nowhere. A lot of hype, a lot of big buildup, and the show Firefly got canceled before all the shows they made got aired. But that doesn't really matter. If you're not a science fiction person or don't care about Firefly, I don't. I never saw the show. I saw the movie a couple times. It's weird. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But if you don't know who Alan Tudyk is from Firefly / Serendipity, if you saw the movie Dodgeball with Ben Stiller, or with Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn, and Ben Stiller's wife, Alan Tudyk is the guy who played, what was his name, Pirate Steve? The guy who thought he was a pirate and talked like a pirate? Arr. And that's where I think I know him from best. I never knew his name, though, but you see him popping up and stuff every once in a while. Well, anyway, he's the auteur and star of Con Man. And this isn't a show about confidence men. This is a show about a character who is a convention man. That's right. This is a semi-biographical or pseudo-biographical story about a character who was in a science fiction series on TV that got canceled. Just like Firefly. It's a very thin allusion here. And so this guy, this character, has to go around to science fiction conventions, you know, and make appearances and be on panels and do a lot of autograph signing. And the guy's not really into it. The guy doesn't respect science fiction as a genre. He doesn't respect his fans. And it's kind of funny. And one of the better parts of it is that a lot of the other people in the show are also from Firefly / Serendipity. Nathan Fillion, the guy who was the captain of the ship in Serendipity, he plays basically a pseudo-biographical characterization of himself. He's friends of the main character, but is doing a little bit better. And it's very funny. I liked it, and I watched quite a bit of it. I liked it, but I didn't like it. The problem with this show is that it's basically a humiliation humor show. It's all the comedy and the jokes are based around, oh, look what happens to this guy as he embarrasses himself and humiliates himself in front of other people, and we can all laugh at him. And I thought that kind of humor had run its course. You know, we can blame Ben Stiller for that crap. And we haven't seen any of it for a while, so, you know, I hated that form of humor. I thought it was cheap. But other people seem to like it a lot. But it over the last couple of years, it has died out. Haven't quite seen it as much. And then I watched this damn show. But still, if you can put up with that, it's kind of good. And you can stream this show online from Vimeo if you're inclined to watch it, or you can watch it on the Sci-Fi Channel. And one of the other things that I liked about it is that, they had all these science fiction actors doing cameos and small roles in the show. And that was fun. You know, it's like, oh, that's the guy from Starship Troopers, or that's the girl from, oh, what's that show? Not Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but the spinoff. I forget the name of that show. But her character's name was Fred, and I always thought she was real cute. So I was glad to see her. I was like, hey, that's the girl who plays Fred. And don't ask me how I know that. But Tobe, if you don't know anything about TV shows, if you don't watch them, how do you know that such and such an actress, whose name I don't really remember, was a character named Fred on the Buffy the Vampire spin-off show? Well, because I tend to have girlfriends. Ugh. And girlfriends like vampire shows. And I had this girlfriend, and she didn't like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but she liked the spin-off show. God, what was that called? I can't remember. I'm standing up here by the bocage now. I'm out of the forest. I'm looking down at trying to find some mushrooms and stuff. Not seeing anything. Yeah, so anyway, my girlfriend at the time, she liked that show. God, what was that called? I can picture the guy who was in, I can picture all the characters in my mind, but the name of the show escapes me. It doesn't even matter. But she used to watch this show, which meant that I had to watch it too. And for me, the only redeeming factor of the show was the character named Fred. What was that stupid show called? It doesn't matter. Man, it's humid out here and it's starting to bother me. It's warming up a little bit. So anyway, I watched this show. Actually, I watched like 2 episodes and I wanted to watch more, but the whole humiliation factor of it started bothering me and I started doing some other stuff. And I would poke my head in every once in a while. And generally speaking, I kind of liked it. You know, it's not the top of the list type of brilliance. It's not genius humor. It's not anything to be really write home about, but if you like science fiction and you like science fiction parody, it's kind of worth watching just because all these people who get worshipped by science fiction fans are kind of poking fun at themselves. And that aspect of it is pretty humorous. And like I said, all your basic nerd characters from TV make appearances, and so that's fun. And I might watch some more of it. I might not. It all depends on a number of factors. But right now, I'm standing in the mushroom garden, looking around for some mushrooms. I'm not finding any. I'm also looking for marmots. But I know there's going to be some slime molds and good stuff on this log over here. What's on this log? Well, yeah, there's some stuff growing on these logs. That's very interesting. Very interesting indeed. Oh, and I just remembered something else. Gosh, do I want to go to Alcar today? I don't know if Alcar Billiards is open. Why is it that I always think about going to Alcar when I'm standing in this mushroom garden? I don't know. I'm not sure if they're open. Is today Sunday? What day is this? Is it Sunday? I think it's Sunday. I don't even know. But I was kind of thinking about going to Alcar to look at dice. But if I look at dice, then I'm going to want to buy dice. And I do have a few dollars in my pocket, but I should save those dollars. But then again, dollars are for spending. And it's not like I can buy anything else with the $2 or $3 that I have. I might be able to buy a couple of dice, though. And or an on-off button for playing craps. Which, again, I don't need. But it would make me feel better if I have it. Alright, now I want to walk up to the gate. The gate that goes to the Mulhall's property. Because I know that culvert under there is being used again. So let's sneak up here and see if we can see a Mati. See if there's any Matis around here. We'll sneak up very quietly. Oh, I feel missed. And I do not see any Matis sticking their heads out, but there's a lot of loose dirt and everything. What about on this side? I don't see any Matis. But I can hear some cheering. Apparently, our cricket guys are playing cricket across the street at Heflinger Park. I wonder if I should go over there and watch them. I do feel a light rain beginning to fall. Yeah, now it's picking up a little bit. I'm getting watery drops of waters. Rain type waters. That water that falls out of the sky. Good thing I'm not too far from my car, so we're just gonna casually make my way back to the car as these butterflies fly around me. It's starting to rain. Here's my car, it's got raindrops on it. I hope it rains. We could use a few good rains. A few good rains would give us some good mushrooms. Because it's time for all of the fall or autumn mushrooms to start popping out. All we need is the good rains. I hope this lowers the temperature a little bit too. It's a little bit too warm. Last week it was in the 70s. And it was so nice and cool, and it got to be cold at night, and I would drink hot tea, but all this week it's supposed to be 90 degrees again. And I don't want it to be 90 degrees. I want it to be 70 degrees all the time so I can go outside. And then I want it to get down to 50 at night so I can drink tea as I watch my cartoons and stuff. Oh. Oh, I also got to see some Australian rules football. But, you know, what else is new? Well, geez, I'm sort of sitting here in my car, half hanging out. The rain is starting to come down. So I should probably take the time to say something like, you, my loyal listeners, have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day without exception. On a non-radio at 1930 UTC. So tune in tomorrow and each and every other day after that to see what wackiness I get up to. Who knows what'll happen. But I'll be drinking tea soon. I gotta go. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Hello. This is DJ